بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, over the past few verses we have been discussing the mushrikeen, the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarrama, and how they would constantly demand from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he bring some miracle, some sign that they were looking for. And amongst those signs that they had asked for, one is that they requested, or rather they demanded, that an angel should be brought down in order to testify to the truthfulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They also asked him to bring the miracles that the Anbiya of the past had brought. And they would constantly demand this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you bring a particular sign, then only will we accept you, then only will we believe in you and follow your way of life, your commands, etc. So in today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now explains that this is not the duty of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam to constantly be displaying miracles, bringing signs to the people. In other words, to convince the people to believe, to convince them that they are speaking the truth. This is not the duty of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Yes, of course, at times the Anbiya do display miracles. They do bring signs from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order for the people to believe them and to understand that they are speaking the truth. But primarily this is not their duty. What is their duty? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now explains, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ, that the duty of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam is merely to show us two different paths. To show us the path of guidance, to explain to the people that if you believe in these things and do these things, then glad tidings to you of Jannat, of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, if you disbelieve and you engage in these actions, then we are here to warn you that there is a punishment, there is an adab that is awaiting you. So Allah says, we did not send the messengers except as givers of glad tidings and as givers of, or issuers of warnings. Mubashireen, those who will give glad tidings. In other words, that those who have iman and do righteous deeds, then glad tidings of Jannat to you. And mundhirin, those who will issue warnings to those who disbelieve, that the adab and the punishment of Jahannam awaits you. So this was the duty, the primary duty of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, is to show these two different paths to the people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, that person who will do two things. If a person will do these two things, then فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, there will be no fear for this person, there will be no grief upon this person. In other words, he will not fear with regard to the future. And this has been mentioned in different verses, that these two glad tidings will be given to him upon his demise, that there is no khawf upon you. In other words, generally when a person is embarking on a journey, some journey into the unknown, something he has not experienced before, then there is some sense of apprehension, of fear. Likewise, when a person will leave this world, generally we would think that a person would be afraid. He is going into the unknown, he is not sure what to expect, but he will be given glad tidings, there is no fear for you. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and a person also has grief or sorrow that he is leaving behind something that he has become accustomed to. So this also, the guarantee will be given to them. There is no fear over the future, and there will be no grief, no sorrow, no worry over what you leave behind. But what are the two things that a person needs to do? Allah says, فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ, that person who has correct iman. So the first thing is to have correct belief. In other words, belief in the fundamentals of Islam, whether it be belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, the attributes of Allah, Allah being our creator, Allah being the one who sustains and nourishes us, belief in the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, in the books of Allah, the malaika, the angels, belief in taqdeer, the divine decree, destiny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down for us. So for a person to have iman, in other words, no doubt at all within his heart regarding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid out for us, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown to us. So a person has iman, that is the first thing. And then wa aslaha, he reforms himself. In other words, he makes an effort to correct his actions, his a'mal. So one is to do with i'tiqad, with belief, that is iman. And then aslaha, he reforms his actions. And here mufassirin have gone into great detail that there are different categories of actions that a person needs to reform. Amongst them, a person's ma'amulat, his business dealings, that he trades and he deals with others in the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And then when it comes to mu'asharat, social dealings, how a person deals with his family members, his relationships with people around him, etc. When it comes to akhlaqiyat, a person's character, how he meets people, the mannerisms he displays, etc. So all of these things that are within the life of a person, aslaha, he reforms himself. If a person has these two things, iman and islah, that is reformation, then there'll be no fear, no grief for this person. And on the other hand, Allah shows us the other side, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, those who reject our verses, they belie our verses, they do not accept them, then يَمَسُّهُمُ الْعَذَابُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. Allah says the punishment will afflict them because of their transgression. So this was the duty of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, very simple, to come and show us these two pathways. A person has iman, islah, reformation, and he makes an effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then glad tiding upon glad tiding to this person. The malaika give him glad tidings. When his soul will leave his body, he will be given glad tidings, and he will be shown his abode in Jannah. In his grave, before he reaches, he will be shown his abode in Jannah. And on the other hand, the person who does not do this, he disbelieves, he is arrogant, he is stubborn, he doesn't want to correct himself, then he will be given a warning that the adab and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awaits you. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.